98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Tuesday. How's everybody doing? Have a good holiday, everybody? Happy New Year? Good. It was kind of cool because right at the stroke of midnight, I don't know if you noticed this on New Year's Eve, right at the stroke of midnight, an Ohio State player missed a field goal attempt, ringing in the new year in a joyful manner. So they lost the game on the last second. He tried a field goal at the last second to win it, and he missed it. Of course, that Michigan game was weird, wasn't it? Oh, my God, that was a weird game to watch. There were no, like, for those who are uninitiated, most football games go like this. Team gets the ball. They go on a long, sustained drive to try and get a touchdown, and it usually either ends or they keep the ball for a long period of time and they score a touchdown. But this was just big play after big play. Like, some dude would run 75 yards, and everybody would be tired, so they'd stop for a while, and all of a sudden it would slow down. And then some other dude would run 78 yards for a touchdown. And then Michigan lost because they were kicking too many field goals and getting not enough touchdowns, even though they got like 6,000 yards of offense, I think. Is that official? 6,000 yards. What a weird game that was. Look, I'm not bitter about the officials. They messed up on a couple calls for sure. For sure, I don't think it would have changed the result. But anyway, it was exciting to watch. It was highly entertaining. Let me put it that way. Last year, Michigan fell behind early and just quit. This year, they kept getting up off the mat and fighting back. So, like, progression in increments. Next year, they'll come back and win it, right? If there is a next year? Yeah, I get it. You only get one chance, man. You only get one chance, or in their case, two, to show up and choke in the national semifinals. This is the JoJo Show on 98.7. La 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 la. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Time for JoJo's Audio Vault.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Well, a trend throughout 2022 was something called quiet quitting, where people would quietly just resolve to do the minimum at work, which really isn't anything new. It's been around since man immortal. But there's also been loud quitting, people who quit loud and in an obnoxious fashion, like going to the PA system and announcing this.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates, my name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamenik, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. I quit.
I just picture somebody shopping there going, why drag me into this? I'm just here to pick up some avocados. That's all. Colin Quinn appeared on Kelly and Ryan this week to tell you the true measure of a man.
So here's my new latest theory. So identity is who the government says you are. Like your license, when you lose your identity,
right. That's
all issued Social Security card. So your identity is who the government says you are. Your personality is who the people that know you think you are.
Uh-huh.
And your reputation is the people that don't know you, who they think you are.
Right.
And then your social media presence, your profile, is who you think you are. And your browser history is who you are.
Oh. So what's your browser history? What's the last thing you browsed?
Well, a lot of Waffle House fights. You know.
There you go. And last but not least, we have this video from Christmas morning of a girl, a teen girl, who someone picked out a gift for. And she is extremely underwhelmed by it. And is very honest.
What is this? Oh, Taylor Swift? Whoa, I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a big fan, okay? Well, just put a smile on your face, take it, and then when no one's looking, toss it. You don't have to tell everybody you don't want it. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. You know, when that song came out, I thought, hey, I know he's meaning to be romantic. I melt with you. But the only person I could ever remember melting was the Wicked Witch of the West, right? I'm melting. I'm like, do you want to melt with someone? I don't think so. This list comes out every year, and I used to think this is kind of entertaining and funny. But now I just don't like these people. Lake State, Lake Superior State up in Sault Ste. Marie, every year comes out with a annual list of words and phrases that need to be banished. And it would be fun if they treated it with a sense of humor, but they don't. They're serious. These are the people who are on Twitter just bitching about everything, right? Here's what I figured out about language in my short time on this earth. We use cliches and certain words over and over again to see how they do. And if they stick, they stay in the lexicon forever. And if they don't, they go away. You don't see or hear anybody going 23 skidoo anymore, because in 1919, that became obsolete because people stopped saying it. They said it a lot that year, maybe a couple years before, maybe 7 or 8 years before. But all of a sudden, it fell out of the lexicon. That's because people stopped using it. People did that on their own. So basically what I'm saying to you is language is a test. We're throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. So I don't know what this list does, really, because it doesn't make sense. For instance, on the list this year, amazing. Does the word amazing get overused? Absolutely. Does it change the meaning of the word? Possibly. Remember when the word fine meant good? Now, if somebody asks you how you're doing and you go, fine, they're like, what does that mean? That's exactly what I'm saying. Language twists and turns, and it does it on its own, and there's nothing you can do to stop the momentum of language. So just stop it. Just stop it, you people. And by the way, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I'm going to banish these words. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You got nothing to do with it, dude. Language works or it doesn't. That's the end game. But to you, I say, good luck with that, you bitchy little people.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Owen Tisler was driving his hometown of New Baltimore when he spotted smoke coming from a house. So he did what anyone would do. He ran up there to make sure everybody knew there was a fire. An older man came out and started yelling at Owen for banging on the door. And the teen said, you might want to look at the side of your house. It's on fire! At that point, the old man said, hey, I got 7 cats and a pig in there. Can you help me get them out? Thankfully, due to Owen's quick action, the man made it out unharmed and got all the cats and the pig out. Good God, they didn't have the pig get caught up in that, because that would have smelled really good. It really would have. Anyway, here's a clip of Owen Tisler describing what happened.
I stopped my car because I'm just watching all the smoke come out. First thing I do is I call my dad. I was like, I think this house is on fire. What should I do? Instant, he just told me, go on the door, bang on the front door, make sure nobody's in there, and then call 911.
Yeah, and get the pig out. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's the JoJo Show. I stumbled across this song this weekend I wanted to share with you because it reminds me of current life for me, because I read recently that social media engagement, in other words, the amount of posts you see, is dependent upon that post's engagement. In other words, if a post gets more engagement, more people are going to see it. And people figured out very early on that if you spell a word wrong or if you get the facts wrong, people will go to the comment section to correct you, driving up your engagement and driving your post up to be seen more. So in other words, being dumb pays off because people will try to correct you. And that, and people know this, and they do it intentionally. So that means there's a lot of people doing this online. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Paul and Storm. It's a song I've been wanting to sing for a long time.
Your voice is smooth, the words are clear, but your lips don't move. Yet I can hear you, oh no. You're talking out your again.
About things that you don't know. Your thoughts come out from a different hole. Oh no, you're talking at your ass again.
Well, you know that we're the best of friends, and I'm always glad to see ya. But it makes me frown when I hear the sound of your verbal diarrhea.
Sense and logic both succumb to the dissertations from your bum. Oh no,
you're talking at your ass again. M&M's don't work like Spanish fly.
And Jell-O won't give you cancer. died from athlete's foot, and a ham was never made from hamsters. Ray Charles didn't write the happy birthday song. Stevie Nicks is not a guy. Mr. T doesn't own Chuck E. Cheese, and Abe Vigoda hasn't died. Abe Vigoda is still alive. Yeah, well, faced with facts, you still don't quit. No room for doubt when you're full of it. Oh no, you're talking out your ass again. Don't pretend, 'cause in truth, my friend, you can't defend all the words that went out of your
go. Although, after hearing that song, we all can agree on one thing, right? Chuck E. Cheese would be way better if Mr. T owned it. I think it would. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids, greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show. Frightening moment last night in Monday Night Football. If you didn't know about this, a young man by the name of Damar Hamlin, who plays for the Buffalo Bills, went down with cardiac arrest. He appears that he is in critical condition this morning at a Cincinnati hospital. Of course, they postponed that game, but it was bad flashbacks for Detroit Lions fans, because if you've been a Lions fan for a long time, you know that 51 years ago, in 1971, a Lions player died on the field of a heart attack. And that was just unbelievably tragic. And it was, I can remember watching that game, and my dad, you know, my dad, you could tell by his non-react, or what he didn't say, when he was serious, like, you could tell, because you knew my dad's characteristics, and when he went stone silent and was just looking at the screen going, you know, thinking to himself, this ain't good, you knew as a kid, you're like, man, this is not good. And this kid that went down last night, he appears to be just a good man. He started a toy drive for children in his Pennsylvania hometown, and in the hours following his collapse, fans found the original GoFundMe for the event and contributed more than $3 million to his charity. So hats off to the Bills Mafia and other fans for doing that. Hopefully he's going to be okay. He's in critical but stable condition this morning, and they will have an announcement a little bit later on, as they mentioned, to find out what his condition is. It is the JoJo. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Why did they cut that part out? That's the best part. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? It's the JoJo. I don't edit the songs here, all right? I just want to make that perfectly clear. I don't. I just play what they put on the screen. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR. A lot of people making New Year's resolutions. A lot of people getting up changed today. We're going to do things a little bit different in 2023. Good for you. As always, you know, I'm not a big resolution guy, but I do, you know, at the end of every year, you take stock of yourself, right? Look through your characters and character building things and go, maybe I need to make some changes. That's cool. But this woman's sister made the ultimate resolution. It was a resolution never to make resolutions again. Am I right? Hold on just a second. My phone. There you go. Am I right about that?
That would be the last New Year's they ever had a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, this is literally the last New Year's I'm going to tolerate for New Year's resolutions at all. She was firm. Her New Year's resolution was to not see any more New Year's resolution.
There you go. And she stuck to it, which is good. A lot of people don't. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Is the world awake? I don't know. I might still be sleeping. 2023 is here. It is a rare common year. What is a common year? And why do they call it this? This does sounds uncommon. It's weird. It started on a Sunday, 2023 did, and will end on a Sunday. That makes it a quote-unquote common year, even though the last time this happened was 6 years ago in 2017, and it won't happen again until 2034. And if you're superstitious, not a good year. There will be two Friday the 13th this year, one next week, and another one in October. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. You may think that there's no such thing as a stupid question, but you'd be wrong, because I have a bunch of stupid questions, and I'd love to ask them of a random caller right now.
Lindsay speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Lindsay. It's Jeremy Gobwux. I'm with the U.S. Senseless Survey. Do you have 30 seconds for a quick couple questions?
What kind of survey is this?
It's the Senseless Survey, the U.S. Senseless Survey.
Sure, okay.
Goes to the Senseless Archives here in D.C.
Okay. Go ahead.
How many fire hydrants are on your property?
On our property, I 51.
If John Wilkes Booth were alive today, would he have run from police in a white Bronco or a Segway?
Probably a Segway.
Would it be mean for a family with the last name of a lantern to name their son Jack?
No.
Complete this poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Not all cab drivers smell like...
Who?
Are you once, twice, or three times a lady?
Once.
Did Popeye the Sailor Man eat spinach because it's good for him or because he was so hopped up on steroids he didn't notice how nasty it tasted?
Good for him.
If electricity comes from electrons, what does morality come from?
Morals?
Ooh, no, I was looking for morons.
Morons, okay.
Would it concern you to know that your mutual fund company was investing in a scratch-off lottery ticket? If a seafood restaurant lets you choose a live lobster to eat, would you go to a steakhouse that lets you pick out a healthy cow?
No.
Are you currently driving a clown car?
No.
How many clowns would you say fit into your car?
Four.
You did very well on that. You only got four wrong.
Great.
Your test scores will be posted online at senselesssurvey.org.
Okay.
And if you go there, you can pick up a free complimentary candy dish. Guess you didn't want that. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I didn't make a New Year's resolution this year, but I'm benefiting from other people's because somebody brought in a whole bowl of treats today because, you know, they're like, I'm eating better this year, so I'll just take this to work because JoJo will eat it all.
This is a journey into sound.
And they were right. I will eat it all.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
I feel like crap after I do, but I'm fine with that. Look, sometimes you just got to be gut-level honest at Christmas when you get a gift that shows nobody even thought to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, Taylor Swift? Whoa, I'm not a big fan.
Well, you might want to get to know my musical taste before you buy me a whatever that was of Taylor Swift. It looks like it might have been an album. This is a employee quitting in public, but I'm not sure the shoppers who are shopping there know what to do with this information.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamini, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. I quit.
So, you know, there's some guy shopping in the sky. I just came to pick up milk. That's all. I didn't want drama. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. And once again, in 2022, Michigan continues to be one of the most popular states to move out of. We're the fourth most popular state to move out of. New Jersey was number one, Illinois second, followed by New York, Michigan, and then Wyoming. The top 10 states for people to move to were Oregon. That's right. I shouldn't have said Oregon. Makes me sound like a Michigander. Rhode Island is second. South Carolina. Wow, Rhode Island. They don't have a lot of room either. South Carolina, Delaware, and North Carolina are the top five states people move to.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Well, it's rare that the police will thank somebody for breaking and entering, but they did to Jay Withy 2 days before Christmas. The 27-year-old Jay got stranded near Buffalo, New York at the height of that storm in which tens of people were killed. He got out of his car realizing that he would die if he would stay there, walked to a local school, and broke into it to get shelter. After he broke into it, he went out and rounded up 24 more people who were stranded on the road near him and brought them all back to the school. Once in there, they pried open a door to the kitchen to get people food and found blankets in the nurse's office to keep everyone warm. They were stuck there for about 24 hours before the storm subsided. And before they left, he wrote a note apologizing for the break-in. Police eventually tracked him down and thanked him.
for saving all those people's lives.
I'm going to all these cars and telling them, hey, you know, I broke into school. There's heat, there's a bathroom, there's probably some food. You got to help the next person in line.
We kept asking God to send us a guardian angel. An angel came.
And that was Jay. It's the JoJo Show.